Many people have, since 2010, attended one of our Path to Discovery new member sessions, a 5-week class unique to Unity Church of the Hills. In the first 15 years of the church, the new member class consisted of a 2-hour meeting where the minister talked a little about Unity and Unity Church of the Hills. But there was a desire by staff and others to have something more. Mary Bolin, who answered the call of spirit, tells her story.
A little bit about the PATH class, because for me, that was a very significant time of my time there at Unity Church of the Hills. And back in 2010, we visited San Diego, a Unity conference there at Wendy Craig Purcell's church. And while we were there, we were given a tour of her admin wing. And in there, I met a woman, and I noticed her title was Director of New Member Development. And for the past couple of years since we had been there, I had been really searching for my gift, what I could give to the church. And when I saw that, it was just like lightning, an instant download of this is what you're to do, Mary. And I got so excited, I had to run to my senior minister and my husband and say, look, this is something I really want to do. What do you think? And he and Ellen both felt that same kind of calling. And so this was in August. And by the end of September, we had had our first Path to Discovery class.
Since that September 2010 inaugural class, we have held 2 or 3 PATH classes each year. Both individuals new to UCOH and those who've been a part of the church for a long time have attended. When Mary and Steve moved back to Georgia, Bob Withrow took over the class. In the earlier sessions, it was customary for the class to gift something to the church. The bench that is represented at this stop in our walking tour was one such gift.
And it has an engraved plaque on it that says it was donated by a Path to Discovery class. And that particular bench and engraving was made possible by the late Roger Storr.
Another class participated in the fundraiser for Unity Oaks and purchased one of the bricks on the walkway to the Unity Oaks Pavilion.
Inscribed on the brick, A Path to Discovery 2011. So you can see that there along with other beautiful names of people and that have donated for that walk.
The PATH class continues today, although the most recent one was done virtually with Bob Withrow and Tammy Lorraine leading it. If you've never attended the PATH class before, you might consider it in the future.
Please proceed to stop number 21.